Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Watlinson Show. I am your host, Brandon Watlinson. What's going on, guys? Hey, listen, today is Wednesday, hump day, April 8th, 2015. It's a beautiful day. It's a blessed day where I'm at. Hopefully, it's a beautiful and blessed one where you guys are as well. Once again, I'm your host, Brandon Watlinson. Look me up. Hit me up wherever you can. All right, today's show is brought to you by angranddesigns.com. That's angranddesigns.com. Go there to get your multimedia done, your web designs done, your logos done. Anything you need for your small size, medium size, or big size business, get it done at angranddesigns.com. We want to thank them for being a proud sponsor of the Brandon Watlinson Show. Hit us up. Link up with us. We want to be your friends. We want you guys to follow us as well, okay? Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter. Follow me on those at BJW. That's BEEJAYDOUBLE in the letter U. That's BJW. As well as hit us up on Facebook at Watlington Show, okay? And if you want to email us, give us some ideas or tips about what you want us to talk about, or request some music that you want us to play, hit us up at WatlingtonShow at gmail.com. That's WATLINGTON, Watlington Show at gmail.com, okay? Had to make sure we got all those plugs in right off the jump, all right? Hey, listen, want to talk to you guys about a couple things. First of all, we have a classic song of the day, the song of the week, actually. The song of the week that we're going to be talking about, that I'm going to play for you guys, is a classic joint from back in 89-90 era, and it's probably one of my all-time favorites. Just because it's just a dope artist, all right? So I'm going to play it for you. I don't know. I'm too excited. I almost want to play it for you right now. I don't know if I need to hold off on playing it later or if I need to go ahead and play it now. I think I might just play it now for you, okay? Also, we're going to talk about what's going on with the aftermath of the shooting death in South Carolina of Walter Scott, who was shot down, gunned down now, and of course, he's died of his gunshot wounds by a South Carolina police officer. We're going to talk about that, the after effects of that. And really, what is going on that really made Officer Michael Slager decide to shoot this man who they now have video footage of the murder when he shot Walter Scott, okay? Also, we also are going to have your weekly motivation tip as well, and this is going to be titled, Is This the End? Is This the End? Okay? We want to make sure that we get you guys up and running, get you guys ready to fish out the rest of your week strong, finish it the way that you need to, but also keep you informed, but also keep you entertained as well, all right? Let's go ahead and get started with this old school song of the week. I told you, I wanted to play it early on. I wasn't sure if I wanted to play it earlier or later. I'm just going to play it now for you. It's my man, Biz Markie, with Just a Friend. This is the full extended version, like you saw in the video from back in the day. So this is it right now. Brandon Watlinson Show, Biz Markie, Just a Friend, here on the Brandon Watlinson Show.
Your mom's is so poor, she went to McDonald's and put a shake or a layaway.
Oh! Your mother's so old, she knew Central Park when it's just a plant.
Your mom's hair so nappy, she gotta take painkillers to comb my hair.
Yo,
I got a little story to tell you.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping form with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no I don't, I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh!
Having a friend couldn't be no crime. Yes, I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about our girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed someone was ruined. I told her rumor down, picked up and then I called her name. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Give me that. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was the dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was there for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Hey, hey.
BlogTalkRadio.com, that was Guapole with Hey Boy, that's your latest effort that came out a few months back. I'm really feeling that song. It's got a little bit of a old school Kashif feel. If anybody, any old school heads out there know Kashif is a dope producer from back in the early 80s, and especially for me, if you're in New York in the 80s as well, you know who Kashif is also. A little bit between that, but also a little bit of Rob Temperton, Michael Jackson, Baby Be Mine type of feel as well. I'm really digging that track. You know, I heard it when it first came out, and I've rediscovered it again. Like I said, it's been a long since it came out originally. But now I'm just playing it again. It's got a good groove, man. I'm loving that. Yo, Guapole, can I get you on the show, please, okay? Hey, listen, it's 12 minutes past the hour here on the Brandon Wildington Show. Like I said, we're live. Also, hit us up on wildingtonshow@gmail.com, okay? And I definitely want to have your opinions and your thoughts on this next thing that we're going to talk about. If you guys have been under a rock, I'm telling you this right now, get up out the rock. We're going to talk about something that's been going on here. South Carolina, an unarmed man by the name of Walter Scott was shot and killed by a police officer. And really, you know, it's like you almost become numb to it. But shot and killed by police officer Michael Slager. Hopefully I'm saying his name right now, Slager or Slager. I'm saying Slager. Shot multiple times as he was running from the police officer. And there has been a video that's come out recently that shows the actual shooting of Walter Scott. Now, originally they were trying to say, you know, they thought he had a gun. But now that the video's out, you have no excuse. Okay, we're going to play a clip of this video here that, well, like I said, you know, if you actually got a chance to watch it, it can be disturbing for some people. But here's the audio clip of it right now. Did you hear that? That's eight shots. And now the officer is walking up to the body right now. Officers walk up to the body right now, trying to figure out what's going on. But then other police officers come up right about this time as well. We're less than 30 seconds into the video, and already we have police officers walking to the scene. So what has happened now, officer Michael Slager has now been fired, has been let go from South Carolina Police Department, or the police department in South Carolina. He's been let go from the local department and has been arrested and is being charged with murder. And it seems like there may be some momentum here where justice actually might get served here. But of course, you know, you look at all the other stuff that's happened, you know, Eric Garner, Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown. Of course, if you really want to be more technical, let's take away Trayvon Martin, because he wasn't shot and killed by a police officer. He was shot by a wannabe cop and George Zimmerman. But these are all cases where either they were unarmed. Well, in all cases they were unarmed. But this is the second case where actually we have video of the death of the unarmed person, and yet, in the Eric Garner situation, there were going to be no charges filed against the officer who had a known history for harassing Eric Garner. Everybody knew Eric Garner. Everybody knew the police officer because he kept on harassing him. So we're still dealing with that situation. And here's the other thing that really I'm seeing this as a potential issue, and that is this. The media, since Trayvon Martin, has found this way to always grab these stories about unarmed black men being shot and killed, being mistreated and abused, which is great because you want to shed light on those things, but you want to shed light on those things in order to get justice. And I don't know whether that is to get justice or if it's to get ratings, because they know that racial profiling and race still is prevalent or still a touchy subject or situation in America to this day. In 2015, we are still dealing with those issues that we had hundreds of years ago. It doesn't matter who you have in office, who's, you know, who you want to have in office, it's still an issue that's touching, that's resonating with people, and not in a positive manner. And I feel like in a lot of these cases, the news media is actually just capitalizing off of this because they know that's going to gain viewers because everybody's jumping on this. But where were they? And this is not to discredit what's going on with Michael, with Walter Scott. What I'm saying is this. It's funny because what happened to Sean Bell back in, I believe, 2009, who was killed by New York City police officers the night before his wedding as he was leaving a gentleman's club, was shot, I want to say, at least 50 times. And then I have to do the research on it again, but he was shot multiple times, multiple times, and was no threat to the police officers. So you see what I'm saying here? It's an issue of, is it open season on black men? Is it open season for the news media to exploit what's going on here just for ratings? Are we actually trying to get justice done? Are we actually trying to get some type of organization done for people, for everybody? But we're talking specifically about our black men because it doesn't seem to be happening to anybody else. It is happening to other races, but it seems that it's just being highlighted only by about African-American men. So is it open season on us? It may or may not. Depends on who you ask. I've had plenty of conversations, plenty of debates, plenty of, you know, discussions with different people, even police officers, former police officers. Some say, you know, that they agree with what's going on. Some say that they don't agree. You know, one of them is saying, you know, well, if these guys weren't doing stupid things, then they wouldn't have to worry about it. And you know what? I agree with you on that. If they were doing what's right by the law, they wouldn't have to worry about finding themselves in those situations in most cases. But there are some cases where that is not always the situation. You can be an innocent bystander. You can just be innocently just doing nothing. And if you look the wrong way, if you sound the wrong way, if you breathe or smell the wrong way, they're going to find a way to get you. As my man Paul Mooney said, you have to have the complexion for protection. And in some cases, that seems to be what really holds you or is holds you up or holds you down. And the police are here to protect us, protect and serve everybody. But in some instances, the police are the biggest gangs in the whole entire nation. It's not the Crips, it's not the Bloods, it's not Pyru, it's not LA Kings, it's not Funk, not none of that stuff. It can be the actual police that can be the biggest gangs. And that's an issue that we have to really understand and deal with. But I want to hear your thoughts, okay? Want to hear your thoughts. Hit me up at watlingtonshow@gmail.com. That's WATLINGTON, watlingtonshow@gmail.com, all right? Want to hear your thoughts on the Walter Scott situation. Do you think it's right for the officer to be fired? Do you think it's right for him to be charged with murder? I think it is, but there may be some people that may not feel it is. I mean, I've seen worse. I've read worse online in emails and in tweets as well. On Facebook or Instagram also. So hit us up, watlingtonshow@gmail.com. Let's go ahead and get to the next round of music. This is my man, Mark Ronson, with the hugest hit of the year so far, in Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars. Bring the Wallington Show.
It's just that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', violin,
living it up in the city. Got chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. Let my band buy that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Punk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Punk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Punk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Hallelujah. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you scared and flown it. If you scared and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, jump on it. If you scared and flown it. BlogTalkRadio.com. That was Mark Ronson with Uptown Funk featuring Bruno Mars. Biggest song of the year so far. Tell you, you know, it's funny. When that song first came out, I said, you know what, this is going to be a hit. Everybody said, yeah, it's all right. I said, listen, I said, this is going to be it right here. And you know how I knew it was going to be a hit? Because my son dances to it. That's how I know it was a hit. And plus, you know, like I said, that means he's got a good ear, so he's like his daddy, all right? So my son danced to it, and doggone, I knew it was going to be a hit, all right? Hey, guys, listen, we're talking real quick about the Walter Scott murder, unarmed black man shot and killed by police officer Michael Slager. What are your thoughts? You know, want to hear your opinion on it. Also, I'm looking at a few tweets as well from some people. And one of the tweets I read said, you know, looks like justice is going to be served this time because they have cameras. And while I do agree with that in some instances, I've also, like I said, there was a camera, there was video of the Eric Garner situation as well, and the guy was stubborn to get off. But the difference is that, you know, they never got to the point where they could actually charge the officer with murder. This situation here, they actually have charged the officer with murder. And it's a little bit different, I think, because they know, like I said, I feel like, they, you know, justice should have gotten served all years, but because it's in South Carolina and it is in the South, they know how sensitive this is, because all the other areas, we're talking Midwest, you know, we're talking up north, things of that nature. It's a different type of, you know, approach in some areas, in some instances. Doesn't make it right, doesn't make it right, it makes it wrong, but that's how they do it, unfortunately. But one of, like I said, want to, you know, look at a couple different tweets. Also, want to read the emails that we have coming in as well. Hit us up at wildlandsandshow@gmail.com. We have one from Horacio, and it says, if there was no camera, white America would have accepted the original story, and Walter Scott would have never been known. Wow. Okay. And you know what? You actually might. You may have a point there, because originally they were trying to say that, you know, the guy thought that he had a gun, and now we know that there was no gun because we have the video to show that there was no gun. And I don't understand people could even think that they could get away with that anyway. So, one thing, Horacio, for that email. Also, we do have a couple other emails, and hopefully you get a chance to read them later on, but I know we're kind of pressed for time. But I want to go ahead and get to our midweek motivation, and that is, is this the end? And I want to talk to you guys about a situation or story. I try to change the name to protect the innocent because I know these are people I know. But their stories are still going to be a blessing nonetheless. There's a story of a guy by the name of Thomas, and he was walking with Greg. And they were walking down the hallway, towards the exit door. And they had done this hundreds of times before, as they'd done in their employee-boss relationship, with Gray being the boss and Thomas being the employee. But something was different about this situation here. This was the last time that Thomas was going to walk with Gray, because, you see, Gray was escorting Thomas out because he was getting fired. As Thomas sat in his car with his boxes in his car, he said, what am I going to do, because I hated my job so much, but I wasn't prepared to actually quit my job. So what can I do? He was basically at a point where he was saying, is this the end? Because he had no idea what was going to happen. How many of you guys have actually felt that way, where you lost something, you lost a job, you know, you found that the person that said that they loved you didn't love you anymore. You know, you lose a car, you know, you lost your car, you lose your hair, things of that nature. What have you lost? And you just, like, the world was just going to end, like there's nothing else that you can do. Well, let me tell you this right now. Give some earth-shattering news. It's not the end, okay? It's not the end. It's only the end if you choose it to be the end. Life goes on, okay? And you have to choose to move along with it, because if you don't move along with it, then basically life is over for you, and it's essentially you die every single day if you don't move along with life. Most people die at 25 and aren't buried until 75. You can't be one of these people out here, folks, okay? There's too much to happen. You know what happened? Well, I spoke with Thomas. I said, Thomas, I said those exact same things. I said, don't be one of these people that die before they're even buried. I said, go out there, make it happen. Life goes on. Life continues. You are still breathing. Let's make some moves. And you know what he did? He found his niche. In the most weird situations, he was able to actually use his adversity, and he started his own business. And now he's actually, at the first couple months of struggling, he's actually become a successful entrepreneur. That's what I'm saying. It is not the end. God bless you guys. Thanks for listening. Take care. Peace.